former prime ministers and John Howard and all the existing premiers to come to London. There's a lot of objection to going here. The media didn't like it because they just lost the referendum. They didn't want any re-emphasis of the connection with the UK. But anyway, John Howard went. There was a tremendous function in the Royal Gallery. Howard spoke, Blair spoke. They both spoke brilliantly. The Lord Chancellor and the Speaker were there. Lady Thatcher made a special point of coming, which was really impressive. And I managed to speak to her, and I reminded her that immediately after Federation, we gave the votes to women. But I said, we also introduced the White Australia policy against strong British objections. I said, so we got around that. The Australians then got around that by introducing the dictation test, which incidentally my great-grandparents had to go through, and they passed. But they introduced the dictation test, and she said, I was education secretary once, and I was very, very much in favour of having dictation for children.
Yes, that's right.
Then Bob Carr rushed over and said, Lady Thatcher, did you get that case of wine I sent you? And she looked at him with such disdain.
Absolutely.
I was embarrassed for him.
Absolutely. Well, I can all tell my story. We've all got millions of stories, but at Downing Street, we're going upstairs at Downing Street, and she said, what do you think of the walls pointing to these walls? Of course, as you know, they've got all these beautiful portraits of prime ministers and so on. And I didn't know whether to say it was good or it was bad. And you didn't want to offend. And I said, why you ask? She said, I did all the wallpaper. I said, well, this is the prime minister. I did all the wallpaper, she said. And she was never not a wife or a mother.
No, she ironed her own clothes.
Absolutely. And cooked for Dennis every night. She'd go up into the little flat up the top and cook him a feed. Yes, a great lady. Thank you for ringing, David.
Not at all.
Okay, Professor David Flynn. Now, Scott Morrison.